Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Crowning the Miami Heat, knighting the Golden Knights. They didn't touch the trophy. More drama from this panel than last night's game. That's what I'm hoping for. Real quick, if Tatum doesn't tweak himself, is the outcome different? I'm not sensing you guys think that. And coming up, the cafeteria matchup in the finals. Heat your Nuggets, Woody Baines. Let's go. You're gonna crush those Nuggets, Woody.
Oh, yeah.
I do. The amount of puns you're going to give us for this matchup. By the way, that's my direct order for my children every night. Heat the Nuggets, Dad. So none of you think the outcome is different if Tatum is untweaked? It was the first play. He said he was a shell of himself. Either way, this series, man, I mean, it went from over to near the greatest comeback, biggest collapse ever, to over again in a matter of minutes last night. How Boston disintegrated again at home, how Miami and Jimmy Butler guaranteed and backed it up in Boston, and how we got a Caleb Martin road game seven. History now in the NBA has not a Jason Tatum, not a Jaylen Brown game seven, but a Caleb Martin game seven. George Chizano, you want to crown him? Crown your Miami Heat. You had it from the start. But also, how do you even put this team to words today?
Tony, it's the embodiment of Heat culture, and I know people roll their eyes at that, but after that
yes,
Game 6
you're
loss,
right about that.
Right? After that Game 6 loss, everyone wrote them off, and you saw the defiance in Eric Spoelstra and Jimmy Butler in the immediacy after that game, and then Spoelstra doubling down on that defiance in their pregame shootaround. It's the Caleb Martins of the world, the Max Strus's, Gabe Vincent's, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This is something that is part of Pat Riley's legacy going back to the Knicks days with Starks and Mason. But with the Heat especially, this is what they are all about. And ultimately, Jason Tatum's injury, I think, played a factor. I don't think there's any question. But Malcolm Brogdon said it best. Before the series, he talked about how the Heat would now tough them. And he said in the postgame, they were way more composed than we were in this Game 7. So despite Jason Tatum's incredible gifts and athleticism and ability, I just think Miami was tougher than them and was tougher than everyone they faced to this point in the postseason.
Monica McNutt, if you could put these Heat to words right now after an 8 seed advances to the final and the way they beat Boston and Boston in Game 7.
I would just say that they were the hungrier team. I mean, they were the better team despite the Celtics having more talent. And for whatever case you want to make about momentum, it certainly shifted just like Jason Tatum's ankle. But there is no number when it comes to these Celtics that gave you an overwhelming amount of confidence in terms of them being able to close out. I don't even remember which show it was, but they are literally 50-50 in elimination games at home. And then this is a team that is 5-6 should the game have been close in the fourth quarter, 5-6 in terms of clutch victories late in game. And so those numbers, there's plenty of room for the Heat to take over as a team that is also experienced, having been here last year and doing everything they could not to have the same result.
All right, hold on a second. Did you just cite yourself from another show that you're on, but you didn't even remember what show it was?
Well, all I know is I said, don't count the Heat out.
And Woody Page, get in there.
Monica, I've seen you on a dozen shows this week, but I only do one show.
Yeah,
I bring
Woody
my
Page.
Best stuff right to you, Tony. And George is talking about Miami culture. Well, I respond that Boston had an amoeba. They had no culture. They weren't in yogurt. I just think they could. When you have a team that goes 0 from 12 from the three-point line, 0 for a dozen from the three-point line, and the coach doesn't make any adjustments whatsoever. This was a team that when it shot 20% from the three-point line, it lost games. When they shoot 40%, so you can't totally depend on that. They just couldn't get consistent enough to go inside, and when they did lose their best player on the first play of the game, they didn't have anything to respond with. Brown was terrible for the game. He had maybe his worst game of his career. Tatum couldn't position himself at the three-point line where he didn't have to jump. And
okay, Woody, I think I would never even try to put words in your mouth. I don't even think that's possible. But I asked about the Heat, but you think, it seems like this was more about what Boston didn't do than what Miami did. Okay, David Dennis Jr., can you take what Woody just said and answer that? Is it more about what Boston didn't do or what Miami did?
Well, I think when I mentioned on this on Debatable last night, I think this I said that this ridiculous. Was the, all about that Heat culture that we talk about. And Pat Riley, let's start at the top. Pat Riley is now going to be in 25% of all NBA finals in NBA history. This guy knows how to get to these championships. But what the Heat did is they executed in a way that even with Jason Tatum was healthy, that he has not shown that him and the Celtics could overcome. First, it's the fact that they were shot 50% from three-point line in Game 7. That's the third time they did that in this series. They did that three times all regular season. And then also Spoelstra understood that that zone defense was something that the Celtics could not overcome. Mazzulla and that team could not figure that out. There were 34 possessions where Miami Heat had zone defense, and the Celtics only scored 19 points. They could not overcome those two things with or without Jason Tatum. Mm.
3% chance is what ESPN BPI gave Miami before this series. That's an all-time oof for people of our ilk. But now the finals are here, and you ready? Here it is, 8% BPI. Is 8% chance for Miami the right number here? I want your number and how you see it. And David, maybe, is there a path to victory for these Heat versus Woody's Nuggets?
There's a path. It's rocky. It's rough. It's about 40% of a path, but it's there.
Okay.
It's hard to bet against this Heat team. They've overcome so much in these playoffs. Their best shot is they have to win game one. Hope some of that rust is affecting Denver. But the Heat won three road games in Boston. They closed out Milwaukee. In Milwaukee, and if they can figure out how to affect that pick and roll defense with Butler and Adebayo at the point of attack, they can really impact that offense. The zone won't work. The Nuggets are 1.2 points per possession against the zone, which is the best in the league. So they have to figure out how to do it man on man on that pick and roll.
Great stats from David Dennis Jr. Monica McNutt.
Okay.
8% chance for Miami this series. Dare you go higher than ESPN's BPI?
Here's the thing, Tony. I'm going to put the percentage at like 45% because I think the Heat have earned it.
That's a big number,
all the odds to get here. Mm-hmm. I know it sounds like a big number, but they're here, and that's a big deal. I will say, though, in terms of things that are not tangible, the Nuggets have been waiting to have a healthy squad in the postseason since the bubble. And so I think there's a hunger and a fire there, a chip on this team's shoulder that is going to manifest itself as they navigate through these finals.
So that's chip versus culture. That's what we're dealing with. Denver's got a chip. Miami's got culture. Woody's just lying in wait here like a lion on the savannah as Miami's chances are growing with each panelist. George Sedano, I go to you.
Tony, I'm going to give the Heat a 51% chance. I got
7
in this series, okay? Because I think the Nuggets defense, albeit much better than it's been in the past, and it's a top 10 defense since December 15th, their defense at the rim is not good. They give up 69% at the rim. I think that that is a recipe for success for Miami, particularly with Jimmy Butler getting to the free throw line and controlling the pace. I think that over a 7-game series, if Miami can find 4 games to control the pace, I think that they could win this series. I also think they're the deeper team at this point. I did the Nuggets series against the Lakers. I've done them about a dozen times this year. They've shrunk their rotation to about 7. If Tyler Hero comes back, Miami may have more guys that can make an impact.
The timeline on Tyler Hero is very interesting. He could be available for the NBA Finals here. Woody, you just heard George pick Miami over Denver. You heard George how he's covered them a dozen times this year. You've done it for 47 years. Please.
The Nuggets have the joker you have on this panel today, the joke times 3 with those people.
Whoa, there we go. He's getting hot. All right, here we go, Woody.
Woody.
Bring it home for us.
Yes, the Heat don't have a puncher's chance. They don't have a hunter's chance. They don't have a numbers cruncher's chance. They have not a chance of beating the Denver Nuggets, who are going to sweep and be the Legion of Broom for 2 consecutive series because they're a better team overall. Yes, absolutely. Miami's already scared. They came immediately to Miami, Denver
I'm taking the fire away. Miami's scared. How'd you get there? How'd you get there, Woody?
They booked a charter to come here before the game last night because they want to get acclimated to the altitude. Okay. And when you start worrying about the altitude and not the opposition, you're in real trouble. And I'm hearing about old players, if they come back in the series, we don't even know that, rather than the fact that the Nuggets have all healthy players. Miami was in the 20s in every offensive category. The Nuggets were in the top six in three and in the teens in the other two. There's no way offensively that a team that averages over 116 points a game will not score those when we saw a team that just struggling to get to 100 points in the playoffs.
Wow.
I don't think there's any chance that Miami can overcome the Nuggets because of what they
listen
want to,
to how confident Woody Page is. Say it again, Woody. You have a sweep here.
Ooh. Yes, they have won 40 games at home. It's going to be virtually impossible for Miami to come back from the Boston series and win a game.
All right, everybody wants back in. Sedano on Woody's saying Miami's scared.
Okay, first of all, nobody's scared of anyone. Let's start with that part of the equation. Secondly, those numbers you cited about Miami's offense are all from the regular season. I don't know if you realize that, but this is the postseason. Miami's offense in the postseason has been very efficient. They may not be able to, they may not be putting up 116 points, but they are absolutely being very efficient when they are out there offensively.
David, you're in.
The idea that being prepared equals being scared is crazy to me. The Celtics were the second best offense and defense, and they just lost to Miami, that Miami Heat team. The playoffs are all that matter.
Monica McNutt on Woody's sweet prediction.
Woody, you gotta at least give, this is arguably gonna be the most formidable opponent that the Nuggets have run up on. They have one less game in terms of winning in clutch time. The Heat are prepared for a battle.
He's not buying any of it. Woody, I love, this is your moment, Woody. Rise to the occasion.
Before the season, before the playoffs, and I'm still sticking
with it. Bad from the start. All right. Woody Page, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with Buy or Sell next.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
How to even begin to assess the Celtics right now after the meltdowns this postseason? It's a legit question I would ask. Would it have been better if Boston just got swept after getting their hopes up the way? Maybe for some of their fans. We saw some, Bill Simmons, I saw him just frozen faced looking at Boston lose another game at home. What the Garden has become. So does Boston look at the Tatum-Brown pairing now? Stay with them, break them up. The machinations of Brown here as Supermax awaits, and he has to make a decision. Boston has to make a decision. And the decision on Joe Mazzulla maybe as well, if he's the future as coach. Monica, start big. Do you make a move to move away from Tatum and Brown if you're Boston?
You do not, Tony. These two guys are young, they are prolific scorers, and they both can defend. The entire league wishes that they had a 1-2 punch. Yeah. You look at that coaching staff. Yes, Joe Mazzulla was elevated, but don't forget, Will Hardy's now in Utah. Damon Stoudemire went back to the college game, and I don't know that they replaced Mazzulla's position. So that's three assistants that the last head coach had that Mazzulla didn't. And so I think you look at the coaching staff first, you give these guys a shot at continuity. That would be, they've had three coaches in 3 years. Like, give them a shot at continuity.
So that's a flat out no. Do not break up Tatum and Brown specifically. David Dennis Jr., same question to you.
Same answer. You absolutely do not break up this tandem. They've made five conference finals and one NBA finals already, and both of these guys are not even 30 yet. This season started from hell. They lost their coach mere weeks before the season started and had to get a guy who had to face off against the best coach in the league, Spoelstra, in the conference finals. Give them a chance to have an offseason to figure this out, to get stability, like Monica mentioned. Also, try to find a point guard. Malcolm Brogdon was not the facilitator they thought he was. Marcus Smart is not. They need somebody who can facilitate with the ball a little bit more.
Woody Page.
Yes, absolutely. I agree with the two panelists before me. You don't get rid of two guys that are in the top drawer of the league like that. You keep them. What you do is go out and get a veteran coach to help Mazzulla. He didn't get an offseason. He didn't get any time to prepare his staff for the season. He's learning from this experience. You don't get rid of any of them. You add to what you have. The assistant coaches, a point guard, someone up that can help you with rebounds. That will make a difference.
And George Sedana, you've heard three argue. You got to keep them together. But just seeing how it played out this series and the ebbs and flows of Tatum and Brown's games when so much attention was on them, would you split them up?
Tony, make this a clean sweep, unlike the sweep that Woody was predicting earlier. It's going to be all four for keeping Tatum and Brown together. Look, Tony, they're 25 and 26 years old. Whatever happened to, I don't know, growing through a process together? And to Monica's point earlier, she alluded to the fact that they haven't had a lot of continuity in regards to their coaching situation. I think some tweaks are in order here. A point guard, like David mentioned, I don't know how many actual traditional point guards there are, not very many, but someone at least that's less of a scorer. I also think they could use a 3-and-D wing, and they could use another big man because Al Horford is getting up there.
All right, bring everybody back. Yeah, but they could use, okay, but the idea here, not, Damian Lillard's name has been out there?
You know, no.
No, Jaylen Brown still has to commit to Boston, I guess. He's the one who's got to put his name on paper, too. Okay. Some news in the data report from Golden State. President and GM Bob Myers stepping down from the Warriors. Called the architect of this dynasty. And how much credit does he deserve for that? And who might be next for Golden State? George, what will it take for Golden State to keep continuity here and have success without Myers?
Tony, I think in the interim, they should consider Steve Kerr doing both jobs. I know that's not easy, and they're both diametrically opposed to each other at times, but Steve Kerr has been a general manager with the Phoenix Suns previously, and remember, that team got to a conference finals. So I think that he could use some help. They'll have to kind of rebuild the front office a little bit, but Bob Myers deserves a ton of credit. He helped build the dynasty. He helped get them KD. He navigated after KD. He's an incredible executive.
Woody, are you shaking your head no to the idea of Steve Kerr split between coach and GM?
No, he concentrates on coach. You go directly to Mike Dunleavy Jr. He was Myers' top assistant. He knows exactly what the culture there is, George, as you know, and he will continue it. This is a team that's in decline, but I think Dunleavy taking a new approach to it from the inside, that they can continue to be a profound
David
team.
David Dennis Jr.?
Yeah, you absolutely do not want to have coach and GM be the same person with this type of nuance that it's going to take to get with the new CBA and these aprons and all of these penalties and the way they have to navigate some of these contracts. The first thing the Warriors need to do is abandon this idea that you can build to the future while trying to win a championship at the same time. Tool around your primary, your Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond, and stop trying to do this thing with these young guys. Move them and try to win the championship now.
Future is now. All right. Monica McNutt.
I just want everybody to know that that came from a very personal place from David Dennis Jr., which I find appealing. Look, I think Dunleavy makes sense. He's been there. The next couple of years, couple seasons, this particular contract summer is going to be huge for the Warriors in terms of setting their direction, whether they're building with what they have or they're looking ahead to the future. It's not going to be easy. I don't think they should bring in a rookie. I don't think they should just empower somebody's child to be promoted into that position, because it's going to be real, real tricky in Golden State.
Vegas 6, Dallas 0, complete obliteration last night. Carrier, Carlson, Kolsar, Marchessault, Carlson, Amadio. That lineup scored 6 in a closeout game. They did not touch the Campbell Bowl. A first-time cup winner guaranteed for this final. Vegas, Florida. Woody, what are you buying from this night's run?
Well, the Knights have learned from their last experience in the finals when they did touch the trophy, so they're not getting anywhere near it until it's over with. Impressive run. Impressive finish last night on the road in Dallas. I love the captain, Mark Stone. I think William Carlson's a great player, and good goaltending. They made a change in coaches. That's made a difference. It's a great team, I think, going into the finals.
David Dennis Jr.?
I'm buying the Vegas Knights defense. This Stars offense won the top in the league, and they ended this series with only 12 goals in 6 games. They only had 12 shots on goal last night. That Vegas Knights defense is stifling, and if they're going to win, they're going to have to use that to carry them.
Monica McNutt.
At the risk of losing points on this one, Tony, just hang with me. I'm buying everything about the Vegas Knights in terms of how to do expansion well, as it is a topic in the WNBA right now. Like, this is an organization that added and immediately was prepared to compete. That's a big deal.
2 trips to the final in such a short time. Sedano after the horn, but you got the points, so don't sweat it.
Tony, this is about Carlson and Hill. Hill had 2 shutouts this postseason, both in this series, and then Carlson 10 goals already this postseason. It's just an incredible combination that they have at the moment.
That's the combination, Dennis and Sedano for showdown. Paige McNutt, front row seats for it. Enjoy it. We'll be back.
Get the broom for Woody.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
George Sedano, David Dennis Jr., good luck in showdown. Only time for one, and it's the 76ers set to hire Nick Nurse as head coach, reportedly. Woj is reporting that Nurse chose the Philly job over the Suns. So here's the debate, George. Is Nurse making the right choice? Philly over Phoenix.
Yeah, Tony, because Phoenix doesn't have a lot of draft capital to make moves at this point. And Embiid's worst numbers were against Nick Nurse. Now he's got the guy who made him look as bad as he could look in this scenario. So got to go with Nurse with Philly. I love the combo.
David Dennis Jr.?
It's not about draft picks. It's about picking the best player. Nick Nurse picked the best player that he could coach, which is the current MVP. James Harden's probably going out of town, and you can build around him in the same way he built around Kawhi Leonard and won a championship.
George?
Yeah, but the best players are acquired with draft capital.
Future players for sure. So nobody's saying he should have taken Durant and Booker over Embiid. This is very interesting. I think you won the argument, George Sedano, and you get the FaceTime.
Thank you, Tony. So I saw yesterday was the anniversary of the movie Up, the Pixar movie, one of the saddest movies I've ever seen. Like, that and Marley and Me are the 2 saddest movies I've ever seen. But it got me thinking and going down a Pixar rabbit hole. And you know I love to make these rankings and people get really upset on social media about them. But I'm going to go here. The number 1 Pixar movie, Toy Story 2. Kind of like how The Godfather 2 is the best Godfather movie. Yeah. Toy Story 2. Better animation, better storytelling, just more characters. Give me Toy Story 2 as the number one Pixar movie.
George Sedano. And we've got our Woody right here. Thanks for today, Woody. David Dennis Jr. new podcast,
yes.
Rap Stories, launches this week. Check it out.
June 1st.